Hello there, everybody. This is The Observer with my very first member podcast for AboveTopSecret.com. Having great fun listening to all the various podcasters out there. I don't know what job you're doing, but you should seriously consider doing voiceovers of TV programs or something. You've got an absolutely amazing voice. Mulberry Blue Shimmer, had real fun listening to your podcast about the Ashes. Real shame that the Australians lost that one. Don't really follow cricket, but as a typical Englishman, we love it when we win at something, because we don't win at anything. And it's really nice to beat the Australians at any time, at anything. Agent Smith, or is that Emperor Agent Smith? I'm not really sure. Absolutely brilliant, mate. You're so funny. Can't wait to listen to those roving reports that you're going to do. I think you'll find that the great British public aren't going to be that insightful into aliens and everything else that we talk about here on ATS. But who knows? You know, go down to the local Tesco's, maybe you'll find, you know, Sharon or Tracy being an absolute brain box. Who knows? Stranger things have happened. And True American, who has been giving us some really thought-provoking podcasts, thank you for those, and I will continue to listen with great interest. Thank you. And finally, to Skeptic Overlord, thank you for bringing us these podcasts. I, for one, am absolutely loving it. I'm sure I'm not alone on that. Just can't wait for the next podcast. Who's it going to be? My money's on Magic. So, who am I? As you probably guessed by now, I'm English. Work in London for my sins. I'm a computer programmer, and in my spare time, I sit at a computer playing games. Normally Dungeons and Dragons. So Magic, when you talk about level 5 wizards, etc., that's me you're talking about there, mate. Thank you. All I can say, Magic, is if you've not tried it, then you can't knock it. Okay, Sunshine? So get your dice out and get rolling. And for me, you are a level 1 goblin at best. So when I'm not playing games, I love to watch movies. Absolutely mad on science fiction, horror, thriller, comedy. And that's everything, really, isn't it? Except romantic comedy, of course. Yikes. What a bore they are. And of course, I look at ATS quite a bit. Why did I come to ATS? Okay, that's quite a big question. Always thought that there was something wrong in the world, that the media doesn't tell us everything. I've always thought that. But what underlined it for me was 9/11. It has to be 9/11. When I saw those great buildings collapse on themselves as they did, that, I don't know, it just hit me that there was something really wrong with the way they came down. Frequented the conspiracy sites, eventually came upon ATS and haven't really looked back since. You'll find that even though I joined over a year ago, I haven't got very many points on ATS. That is because I don't post very often. And the reason for that is that I don't feel as if I need to have an opinion or to express my opinion on every single thread. So what I do is I find the threads that are the most interesting to me, and if there's not been a post that is similar to my opinion, then I will express my opinion. But I don't need to post in every single thread. There are some people that do that, and I don't know, I don't necessarily agree that that's the right thing to do. So that's why I haven't got very many points. But for me, ATS is not about getting points. It's about expressing your opinions and listening to what other people say. I'm also a very strong believer in listening to every side of the story. I mean, there are some people that come on here and say some really outlandish things. And I think that, you know, the site that ATS is, we have to, you know, give these people a podium to express themselves and not ridicule them. Why ridicule these people? I feel very strongly about that, and I will sort of tell people off when I feel they're giving somebody a hard time. I don't know, I think that's really the right way to do things. So anyway, I've babbled on for long enough. I hope I didn't bore you too much with my ramblings. Hope to do another podcast soon, unless I get totally ridiculed, and then probably I won't. So this is The Observer signing out. Till next time, folks. Cheerio.